Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Lorna Jesty, and Mike Spivey. We have plenty of news items from the paper for you coming up in two separate sets. And then we have a second feature about the differences between North and South East Anglia. So plenty to listen to, and which hopefully will interest you all. First, however, we'll have a look at this week's information desk, which Mike will introduce.
Hello. First item on the information desk is only one message, and that is to thank Mrs. Bob's Beer for the unused stamps. These will be sent to Vision Norfolk, where they are sorted before being sold.
Now we have six forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3, 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Our minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £17 for the sailing, payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, but there is no charge for the minibus. Please note that all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place. And note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is Thursday, the 19th of October.
Norwich Creative Writing Group is very friendly and open to all styles of writing and meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on Tuesday, October 17th.
Motor cruiser dates with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. November 2023 to March 2024. Our minibus leaves the Bradbury Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns approximately at 5 p.m. The cost is £17 for the motor cruiser with payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Contacts are the same as in the previous Nancy Oldfield sailing dates. Spaces are limited. All dates are a Thursday. They are November the 16th, December the 14th, January the 18th, February the 22nd, and March the 21st.
Come and join us at Norwich Theatre Royal for a performance of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, Thursday, 1st of February at 2:30 p.m. 10 strangers are lured to a solitary mansion off the coast of Devon when a storm cuts them off from the mainland. The true reason for their presence on the island becomes horribly clear. None of us will ever leave this island. Tickets are £38.50, and this includes an essential companion's ticket if required.
On Friday the 13th of October, Richard Matthew of the Norwich Society will be giving a talk about the Dragon Hall, a 15th century Grade 1 listed merchant's hall in Norwich. The talk will start at 1 p.m. immediately after the Norwich Macula Group's monthly meeting, which starts at 12 noon. If you have macular degeneration, why not come along at 12 noon and join in their meeting first? On Wednesday the 18th of October, Pathfinders have invited us to join them for a sensory walk in Great Yarmouth. It's hoped the walk will stimulate the mind without the need to be able to see everything. Priority will be given to those who aren't regular walkers with us, but those who are can still get in contact and fill any spare seats on the minibus. The minibus will be leaving the Norwich Hub at 10 a.m. For more information and to book a place, please contact Richard Poley on 01603 573000, or email all in lowercase richard.poley, that's P-O-L-L-E-Y, at or one word visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Zebra controlled pedestrian crossing notice 2023 for the street Brundle. As required under the Road Traffic Regulation Act 1984, notice is hereby given that Norfolk County Council proposes to install a zebra-controlled pedestrian crossing and an associated zebra-controlled area on the street Brundle near Highfield Avenue. The reason for this crossing is to provide a safer environment for pedestrians.